With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's podcast is sponsored by the Association of Mature American Citizens, the only conservative alternative to AARP. Go to amac.us/Carter. Don't forget, go to amac.us/Carter. Great sponsor of this show. Thank you so much, AMAC. So, you know, it's been an emotional roller coaster. We've talked about that. I am just, you know, I think I've gone through the seven stages of like, or I'm going through them. Like, you know, people talk about grief and death. I've been through it before. You know, I think we all have. But with everything that's happened in our country, I'm going through it first, like shock and awe, right? Like crying. I don't want to believe it. Like, how can we have this government that's so inept? Is it possible that we are now a nation that like abandons its own citizens and allies? And then there's like a lot of crying, and then there's a lot of anger. I may be in the anger stage, and then there's acceptance. Like, and what are we going to do to change it? Because I don't know, acceptance would assume that was it. Like it's all over. So I think I'm going through the stages of grief and then coming to the point where it's like, okay, once I get past the anger point, then it's going to be like midterm elections. I'm thinking like we're really going to have to vote people out. And then there's going to be eventually another presidential election. Thank you, forefathers. Thank you for a constitution so that we can vote this imbecile out of office and his team, because they're basically, you know, destroying this country like left and right. I think like, and I have to believe that there are people within this White House that absolutely know what's going on and that they're doing it on purpose. There's just no other explanation for it. It's not like, you know, we put a bunch of like 9-year-olds in the White House and told them to have at it and they wouldn't know. These are people who've been there before. They knew exactly what was going to happen in Afghanistan when they did what they did. They knew exactly what was going to happen to our border when they did what they did and continue to do it. They know exactly what is happening to our nation right now on a national level as inflation is soaring. They, those folks that worked under the Obama administration, who are now with President Biden, absolutely know what they are doing. The question is, why are they doing it? Today, I have a very special guest. I begged this friend of mine to come on the show. They are from Afghanistan, but an American citizen, somebody who we're not going to use their real name. We're not going to use his real name because that would put his family's life in Afghanistan in jeopardy. He arrived here to the United States about 4 weeks ago when everything started. In the first few days, we're going to call him Mario. He is on this show to explain what is happening in Afghanistan. Now, just for a little bit of background here, and I'll go into it more during the monologue, this person is a true ally of the United States of America. There are many things that this person has been involved in as an ally of our country that I would assume and presume would be considered highly classified. They will not talk about that, but they will talk about what is happening now on the ground, the dangers we now face as Americans because of this decision, this debacle, this embarrassment, this painful foreign policy that basically handed a nation to a terrorist organization. And along, by the way, not only handed Afghanistan to terrorists, to the Taliban, which is a terrorist organization now, but left them with billions of dollars in our military equipment, as well as we've seen now a rise in Al-Qaeda and ISIS in the region, which I've said over and over again on the show was happening anyways. I really look forward to you hearing from Mario. Remember, a lot of the stories and everything that we talk about here at the Sarah Carter Show is also available to you at sarahacarter.com. That is the website. Please go there, subscribe, get all the links to our social media at sarahacarter.com. And while you're there, sign up for our email list. This is fantastic. It's growing and growing and growing. Thank you so much for all of you who've already signed up. But we are able to get to you directly. We're able to send those stories to you without any fear of being shadow banned. And that's the last thing that you want, is to be shadow banned. So go to sarahacarter.com, sarahacarter.com, where you will not be shadow banned, and sign up for our email link. I guarantee you won't regret it. Folks, there is nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Trust me, I know. I've had a lot of long days and thankfully restful nights because of Mike Lindell's great cotton Giza Dream Sheets with a sateen weave. It gives them such a luxurious finish that will have you sleeping like a dream all night long. Trust me on this. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty. Where can you get that anywhere else? A 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Before slipping into bed, slip out of your new My Slippers as well. Designed for in and outdoor all-day wear, the My Slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to prevent fatigue. They are awesome. And in fact, I'm going to take a picture with my slippers on today and put them up on Instagram so you could see how cozy and comfortable these things are. For a limited time, you can save up to 50% on Giza Dream Sheets and My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com, click the radio listener square, and use promo code Carter at checkout. Or call 1-800-685-7221 to get the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as, get this, $49.99. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, and so much more, like your MyPillow doggy beds. My dogs love them. Don't miss the sale of the year. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Carter, or call 1-800-685-7221. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Okay, I'm just going to start off right at the top because we have the most inept, like I've already said, government in the history of the United States of America. It's happening right now. You guys are living in a true moment of history with Secretary of State Blinken. I mean, just a complete imbecile like President Biden. I want you to listen to this. This is Tuesday. Blinken says there's a no hostage situation. It's just confusion over documentation. Listen to this.
We've been assured again that all American citizens and Afghan citizens with valid travel documents will be allowed to leave. And again, we intend to hold the Taliban to that. They've upheld that commitment in at least one instance in the last 24 hours with a family that was able to leave through an overland route. And we are not aware of anyone being held on an aircraft or any hostage-like situation in Mazar-e Sharif.
I can't believe this. They basically turn over Afghanistan to the Taliban, to the extremists, and then they do that knowing there are Americans on the ground and allies, and then they try to brainwash the American public with the most ridiculous press conference ever. Secretary of State Blinken should have resigned. He should be turning in whatever he needs to turn in, pack his desk over at State Department and go down into the bunker basement where they hide all of the State Department rejects. That's where he should go, because he expects us to be so stupid to not believe that the Taliban is not using this as leverage over our heads. This is what they do, folks. This is how the Taliban operates. These are not normal people that negotiate normally. Their idea of a negotiation is just like, are you from Panjshir? Yes, I'm from Panjshir. And then they shoot him in the head. That's a negotiation for the Taliban. That's what they would do when I was in Afghanistan. I can't tell you how many people executed, journalists as well, and others just taken out. These are extremists. These are people that have a completely different agenda than anybody else in the world. Their agenda is to see the end of the West, particularly the Taliban now. It was interesting. I was talking to a friend of mine from Afghanistan who said it's not even a traditional Taliban anymore. Where we used to deal with the Taliban, it was like in a traditional sense. They were very South Asia focused, and which they still are to a large extent, but very focused on like how they interpret the Quran, right? And how they interpret Islam and their strict, very strict devotion and extremist devotion to their religion and how that transgresses into their government. Now it's very different. Now it's there is no more what they considered traditional Taliban. Now, for many Afghans, this Taliban has evolved into a terror Taliban, right? A terrorist organization with different, I guess, ideology and a different type of plan in mind for the future of Afghanistan. So it's not just about looking at Afghanistan and keeping Afghanistan kind of within Afghanistan. Right now, we've seen a unification of the Taliban with various other terrorist groups. We've seen Arab fighters up in Panjshir. This is at least according to my sources. We've seen fighters not only from the Middle East, but fighters from North Africa up there. We've also seen Islamic State in the region. What's even more fascinating is the influence of China in the region and Russia. And Secretary Blinken, after making this decision with the White House to basically abandon our U.S. citizens and lie about it, because he lied multiple times. Like one of his lies, and I don't have the clip here, but I'll tell you what he said, was that there were so many Americans there that just didn't want to leave. They just wanted to stay in Afghanistan. You know, there was many that wanted to just stay there. That is such a lie. It is a flat out lie, because a lot of the Americans, particularly the ones that I was talking to on the phone, those that did not leave would not leave because they had spouses that were not allowed on those planes. Why? Because Secretary Blinken and them would only take the blue passport holders. It didn't matter if they were married to an Afghan who had a green card or somebody from Afghanistan who had proof. And they had proof with their wedding certificate and everything else that they were married. They wanted the American to leave their family behind. Can you imagine being asked to leave your spouse behind? Can you imagine being asked? This is why I'm telling you, I'm going through the anger stage now. I'm going through the anger stage. That's why I have my good friend on today to talk to you about what's happening, because there is a genocide occurring in Afghanistan and the Biden administration is allowing it to occur. Because basically the Biden administration chose to give, after 20 years, not only give Afghanistan to the Taliban, but they're actually recognizing the Taliban as a legitimate government. I don't care what they say right now, that they're debating it. Will they recognize it? They already have. They have given the Taliban the upper hand. For many U.S. veterans like my husband, that is absolutely disgusting. I can't even begin to tell you how sick it made so many of my husband's friends feel, and so many people that we know that have given so much to fight against terrorism, to see and watch that a president of the United States basically is negotiating with terrorists, turned over Americans to terrorists, let the terrorists use the Americans as hostages, and then comes out and tells us that we're idiots for not believing their stupid lies to us. They are lying. This administration is full of lies. I want you to listen to this. This is Secretary Blinken. This was on Wednesday. He says the Taliban is preventing the planes from leaving, but that's not the truth, guys. It's the State Department that isn't allowing them to land on our military airfields. Listen to this.
As of now, the Taliban are not permitting the charter flights to depart. They claim that some of the passengers do not have the required documentation. While there are limits to what we can do without personnel on the ground, without an airport with normal security and procedures in place, we are working to do everything in our power to support those flights and to get them off the ground.
So it's hard for us to imagine that we're expected to believe that. But listen to this. Blinken goes even further. He says that he's disappointed, actually, that the Taliban is like not more inclusive in the new government. Inclusive? This reminds me of that crazy, weird CIA video that was about inclusivity. That was just the craziest thing I'd ever seen ever. So now he's asking the Taliban, a terrorist organization that basically cuts off the nose and ears of young women, throws acid in their face, has closed down schools so that the other half of their population, the female half of the population, which, by the way, they teach their young boys, and I feel like they're victims too. They teach their young boys, the Taliban, to literally despise women. So I'm being very honest with you. They will sell their daughters for less than they will their fighting dogs. And you could talk to any Afghan about that, about how the Taliban deals with this. But that's the truth. So here you are. Here we are listening to Blinken say that he's disappointed that the Taliban is not more inclusive in the new government. And he calls on these terrorists, right? And to challenge their track record. Listen here.
With regard to the composition of this government or interim government, I noted the fact that it certainly does not meet the test of inclusivity. And it includes people who have very challenging track records.
Challenging track records? Hi, yeah, I'm a bomb maker. That really is a challenging track record. Hi, yeah, I only beheaded 10 people over the last 10 years. That is probably a little bit more than a challenging track record. What the heck is going on here? Are you not listening to this? Are you listening to what our administration, the United States government, is doing? They are kowtowing to the Taliban. They are bending over backwards for whatever reason. I don't know if the negotiator Khalil Azad, you know, was involved in some kind of side negotiation, some type of strange agreement that he came to with Mullah Baradar. But they are basically saying that this is that this government has a challenging track record. I want you to understand this. Prior to September 11th, no government on planet Earth, including the United States of America, recognized the Taliban as a government when it was in Afghanistan, except for maybe Pakistan. I think Pakistan was the only government on Earth that actually recognized them prior to September 11th. What is going on here? What do you tell our soldiers, our airmen, our Marine Corps, our National Guard? What do we say to the people that served so much time over there that now they're in therapy for PTSD? Many of them have lost legs, lost their eyes. Some of them lost their lives. Some of them ended up in divorces. They all wanted to fight for this nation. We are an all-volunteer force, but there is a price that comes with that. When you give your life to fight for your nation, a price comes with that. What do you tell those people that gave everything and their families about what just happened in our country? And I think it's up to each and every one of us. I don't want to make it sound like there's no hope. There is. We actually have an election coming up. We have midterm elections coming up. We have a presidential election coming up. We have to take the time, every single one of us, to fight back in the right way, right? The way that our founding fathers established. We do the right thing. We got to vote these bozos out of office, and we got to hold them accountable. And we've got to contact our lawmakers and say, yes, please hold that hearing. Yes, thank God for Congressman Ronnie Jackson. Thank God for Claudia Tenney. Thank God for Senator Tom Cotton. And especially thank God, I've been working with this office over and over and over again, for Congressman Mike Garcia, who has put everything on the line, him and his office, to get the truth out, to get people out of Afghanistan so that their lives are saved. Believe me, all of these lawmakers and many more have actually saved lives. They have actually saved lives. That's how important this is. It is that important that each and every one of us do our part too. Because, guys, this isn't just about Afghanistan. This is about the future of our nation, our national security. And believe me, Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, the Taliban, and all the extremists on planet Earth are looking right at us now including China, including enemies like Russia, and they're seeing our weakness. And they are going to take advantage of that weakness. Kick them while they're down. And if you don't believe me, believe history. That is what will happen to us if we don't stand up to this and start speaking out and saying we are not going to accept this anymore. That is up to each and every one of us. That's why I have my great friend, I'm going to call him Mario, on this show with me today. It's going to be really hard. I'm keeping his name out of the show just to protect his identity, because his family is being targeted, and he was targeted a number of times by the Taliban and by other groups. He still has family in Afghanistan, but that's why I have him on the show with me today. And he'll explain what is happening in Panjshir and in Afghanistan. You guys won't believe this. It's just harrowing and it's frightening. But before we get there, on 9/11, remember, this is where it all started. America vowed to never forget. Since then, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has helped our country honor that commitment through action. 20 years after our nation's darkest day, this year the foundation is honoring America's heroes and their families with 200 mortgage-free homes. Think about that. Do good and help America to never forget. Do good and honor America's heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Without any further delay, I'd like to bring on a very good friend of mine who I've known since early 2008. I'm going to call him Mario right now because we're using a anonymous. He's anonymous to you. You'll hear him. But I, for the reasons of security, I do not want your name out there. So, Mario, thank you so much for being a part of this show. I got to tell you, from the moment I met you, I knew we would be lifelong friends. It has been a tragedy, I think, because for so many Americans, Mario, people don't understand. They don't understand the relationship between the Afghan people and our American military and our U.S. intelligence service over all these years since September 11th. And even prior to September 11th, in protecting our nation. I mean, these relationships have literally saved lives. I consider you, you know, my brother. I consider your family, the people in your family, my sisters. Explain a little bit about that relationship and the sacrifices made by the Afghan people as well to assist the United States against terrorism.
They help them to identify the bad guys, they help them to translate, they help them to with the culture. Anything we have in Afghanistan, we were open arms sharing with these American troops and civilian inside Afghanistan.
You and I have been on the phone for weeks now. We were also obviously on the phone when you were still in Afghanistan and trying to get out of Kabul during what is probably one of the worst foreign policy blunders in American history. I think this is going to come back to haunt us. But over the last few weeks, you have really seen what has happened to your hometown, your area, your people in Panjshir. I mean, the utter destruction and annihilation the Taliban has just swept through the Panjshir region. Can you give me updates on what you're hearing from people on the ground and what's happening there?
Yes. Panjshir is different situation with the rest of Afghanistan, with the Taliban. The Taliban was destroyed from Panjshir in 1996 to 2001.
Right.
The Panjshir was the only district that time was standing against Taliban and killing a lot of Taliban. After 2001, the Taliban collapsed and now they are back on power. They have that anger from that time toward the Panjshiri and Panjshir people.
So what you're telling me is the roads surrounding the villages have been taken by the Taliban, but I've also heard Al-Qaeda and ISIS fighters are in the region as well.
Everybody's there. Al-Qaeda is there, ISIS is there. Everybody's fighting there. When the Taliban, when they are, the Panjshiri fought for 10 days. The Taliban took the provincial capital. All the Panjshiris went to the mountains. the people who lived in the valley, the Taliban is not killing people. They're killing, what I heard, they're killing by hundreds in every single villages. My village where I grew up, when I was born there, like 32 people I know of, they killed. The worst part is there, the Taliban is not allowing anybody to bury the bodies. So it's a punishment of the revenge of the past right now is going on. So they're killing everybody. They're killing and they are burning the houses and they cut off, anything you have, they take it from you, basically. They're taking people's houses. They're taking my house, which I built at Panjshir. Right now, the Taliban took it. They broke all the locks and they broke all the windows. Now they're taking it. So killing people is, from my village, again, 32 people they killed. None of them was fighting. 82 people was killed in one point, a little bit north of my village, because they were fighting. They were out of the Taliban's calling people, if you give up your weapon, we won't kill you. We forgave you. They did that, but they kill all of them.
Do you call this a genocide?
It is genocide. Yes, it is genocide. They are trying to wipe out the Panjshiri, the Panjshiris, because they are scared if they leave any Panjshiri alive in Panjshir, they will fight back against them in 100 years from now, if they are alive. They are trying to wipe out 100% from the Panjshir and from Afghanistan.
This was a tragedy. This is the reason why. I mean, I want for all of you out there, when you hear Mario talk, when you listen to him talk about what is happening in Afghanistan, this is a fight we are all in against terrorism. I mean, you have to be stunned. You have to be stunned, Mario, at what is happening and heartbroken. I know you are. Did you ever think that a U.S. administration would ever do this? You almost lost your life. Your children almost lost their lives. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Until we got on the phone, I mean, I couldn't believe how close to death you probably were.
Yeah, so the first time we went to the Kabul airport with my four children, my wife and my nephew, to get out of that, we got the email to come to that gate, the north gate. We went to there was 1,000 people was there. They are pushing each other to get to that gate. But I have a small kid, one of my older kids, twice. He stopped breathing. I have to lift him to get some oxygen to drop him off. Then the end, I make the decision that this is not worth it. Let's die in Afghanistan, not go back to the U.S. Well, I saw people were dying there. And I saw there was a few kids passed out. I don't know, they die or survive. And two older women and a few other people I saw that 2 hours I was there. So it was a bad situation.
What can you say to American people? Maybe this is you're an American, but to people who've never been to Afghanistan, people don't understand Afghanistan, why they should care about this. Like my worst fear, and maybe it's not yours, but mine is, without a safe Afghanistan, with an Afghanistan in the hands of the Taliban, I'm certain that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and something far worse than we saw before 9/11 will happen. What is your worst fear? Is it that, or is it, I mean, of course, the genocide of the Panjshiri people, but what is your worst fear and why should Americans care?
Because if the Taliban is taking 100% control of Afghanistan and there's no fighting, nothing is going to bad to them, they will create a safe haven for anybody who fight against non-Muslim people around the world.
Thank you so much for your service not only to Afghanistan, but for your service for your great nation, the United States of America. I know how much you've given, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah.
That was a really incredible interview with Mario. I hope and I will bring him back again. I also hope to bring some of the commanders that are leading the fight in Panjshir onto the show to explain to you what is going on there and what is really happening on the ground. not the hashtag fake news that you are getting from the White House. You guys, the Federal Reserve admits inflation is increasing. So how do you protect your investments? Gold. With so many companies, how do you know who to trust or that you're getting authentic rare coins and precious metals? That's easy. Universal Coin and Bullion. Universal Coin and Bullion is dedicated to providing clients with outstanding collecting and investment strategies for the rare coin and precious metal market. Look, visit universalcoin.com/Carter or call 1-800-UCB-GOLD to get a no-cost, no-obligation gold info kit to easily protect and enjoy your rare coins and precious metals. Tell them Sarah Carter sent you. That's universalcoin.com/Carter or call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. I don't know if you've all been watching what's happening in the streets of Afghanistan. I'm going back to that really quick because what we are seeing is what it would be like to basically live like a Handmaid's Tale, right? Remember, so funny when they came out with that show, The Handmaid's Tale. I sometimes watch it on Hulu, but here and there. And it's just, I think they were trying to put this story together and make it kind of look like what America would look like if conservatives took over. Completely not the case. It's actually a reflection of themselves, of the left. And this strange belief that somehow by extending an olive branch to terrorists, like they're going to turn out to be really nice, right? Well, the streets of Afghanistan look far worse than what we're seeing in The Handmaid's Tale, that TV show from Showtime, I believe, but I watch on Hulu, just throwing that out there. Hulu maybe wants to sponsor. Do you want to be a sponsor of the show? That would be nice. Look, women are getting whipped in the streets. Women are treated like animals. Where is the left? Where are all of our feminists? Where are they? Are you here? Can you speak out? Can you speak out for human rights all over the Middle East, honor killings, the way women are being treated in Afghanistan? You want to know the real most awesome feminists of the planet? Are those women in Afghanistan that stood in the middle of the street in front of the Taliban and said they were not going to take it anymore? Those are the women that I think are truly the heroes in my book. They're marching down the streets and they're saying, you know what? I'm not going to live under your false doctrine, under your cult-like regime. And if I do, I'll die fighting you. And believe me, I have a lot of experience with this. I spoke to many women. I spent most of my time in Afghanistan. I was so grateful as a woman that I could not only talk to men, but that I was able to interview women and children and see how life was like for them. And it was tough. It was sad. They were strong, and they are strong, brave, beautiful women that are not afraid to stand up to these monsters who are violating their human rights. And I want you to understand this as well. Not all the men in Afghanistan. You know, we sometimes see the news and we think it's all that way. It is not that way. The men in Panjshir, I was up there. I would eat dinner with the families. I would play with the children in Kabul with my friends. I met wonderful, loving, beautiful people, men, women, and children alike there. That's why we had so many allies. That's why so many of our soldiers are willing to put everything on the line, like my husband and everybody else, to say, bring them here. Bring our allies here. Do not leave them to slaughter. Do not leave them there. These are men that and women that stood along our side and fought alongside us for liberty and freedom. These are real Americans. They understand the cost of liberty. They understand the cost of losing your freedom. They truly understand it. It's not just an illusion. It's not like a Starbucks caramel macchiato protest in the middle of Washington, D.C. with your parents' Apple laptop and a nose ring. You know, I mean, it's like, come on. These are people that actually truly, truly understand what it's like to have a gun pointed at their head and to say no more. Give me liberty, give me freedom, or give me death. Thank you so much for being a part of the Sarah Carter Show. Thank you so much for listening to this show today and being a part of our lives. I feel like we are one American family, and I know that together we can make a difference and we can save our nation. We can save our nation if we just take back the power. Remember, the government works for us. We do not work for them. That's what makes our nation so great. That's why these women and these men and these children from all over the world are willing to sacrifice so much to get here, because we are the greatest nation on earth. But we better believe it, and we better continue fighting for it. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the Sarah Carter Show. Go to sarahacarter.com, sarahacarter.com, for all the links to all my social media. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list so you don't get shadow banned. See you next week. God bless you, and God bless this beautiful nation. Today, I'm joined by Rebecca Weber, the CEO of the Association for Mature American Citizens. It's also known as AMAC. The most important question, I think, for so many people out there is, how much does AMAC membership cost? What does it cost the regular consumer?
Yeah. So for $16 a year, okay, or less, you can join at a 1, 3, or 5 year membership. You get a couple of things. You get the benefits. You get a great subscription to a magazine. So for $16, you're going to receive a bi-monthly magazine, but your voice is now going to be heard in Washington. We take our marching orders from you. If you stand for faith, family, freedom, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in the greatness of America, if you believe in individual freedoms and everything you just said, Sarah, $16 is not a lot of money to join the 2.3 million members that are really fighting hard to ensure that America remains the best country in the world.
Rebecca, thanks so much for being with me today. I'm honored to have you and AMAC as a sponsor for the Sarah Carter Show. You know, for more information, folks, visit amac.us/Carter.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.